You're holding on your dollar on the Aleph, the Mishnah. Mishnah says, in this Mishnah, we basically had we had this Mishnah pretty much word for word in Chulin, because we're going to be talking about it, about Bechor, and we're going to be talking about Matanis, about Zorei L'Chayayim V'Keva. So we had it in Chulin at the beginning of the Perek of Zorei L'Chayayim V'Keva, and here we have it in connection with Bechor.
Mishnah
says, yeah, Kol HaKodshim Shekodem Mum Kavur LaHakdeshem. Any Kodshim where they had a Mum, they had a permanent Mum before you were Makdish them. So therefore, when you're Makdish them, you're obviously not going to be bringing them as a Korban. They only have Kedushas done. And by the way, we have to realize in the Mishnah and in the Gemara that there's three kinds of Kedusha that we have to deal with over here. We're familiar with, you have Kedushas Damim versus Kedushas Mizbeh versus Kedushas Aguf. But within Kedushas Damim itself, you have where the Damim are meant to be used to bring a Korban. So that's Kedushas Damim on Mizbeach. If you're Makdish a Baal Mum to the Mizbeach, which by the way, Tosfos points out, you're not actually allowed to do that. There is actually an Isser to be Makdish a Baal Mum for the Mizbeach. But the question is, what are the dinim of it? So the mission is not telling us you're allowed to do it. It's just saying, if you did it, what would be the dinim with that animal? So you have kedusha like goof for the mizbeach, where you makdish an animal that's a tomim and can actually be brought as a korban. That's kedusha like goof. Then you have this kedusha domim on mizbeach, where you makdish a bal mum. It itself cannot be brought as a korban, but you're supposed to take the value, you're supposed to sell it and take the value or the money that you get for selling it and use that to buy an animal for a korban. No, is it? You sell it to whatever. It doesn't matter who you sell it to. You can sell it to anybody, and you take the money and use it to buy a korban. So it's Kedushas Domim L'Mizbeach, and then you have Kedushas Domim L'Bedek HaBayis, where you will makdish this Baal Mum for the Bedek HaBayis, where therefore they sell it to the highest bidder and use the money for the upkeep of the Beis Mikdash. So our Mishnah is starting to talk, so the cases that we're talking about in our Mishnah, we're going to be focusing on the two cases of Kedushas Mizbeach. Kedushas Domim L'Mizbeach versus Kedushas Aguf L'Mizbeach. So if you have a permanent mum that the animal had before you were makdish it, the niftu, and later on you redeemed the animal, you bought it, you exchanged it for money, you sold it to somebody else or whatever, or you yourself exchanged it for your own money, whatever, which you're going to use that money to buy another korban. So now that animal has no more kedusha anymore. Therefore, chayavin b'bechora, such an animal would be chayavin b'chora if later on it gave birth after you acquired it. Then the animal, the baby has kedushas b'chora. Of matanis, and if you shecht the animal itself, you have to give zroel chayayim b'keva from it, like you would from any other chulin animal. V'yotzin l'chulin l'gozes v'lavid. They completely go out to chulin. When once you acquire them, they become completely chulin. There's no aspect of kedusha left to them. So therefore, the gozes v'lavid, so you'd be allowed to shear them, you'd be allowed to work with them, as if you had never been matzvish them. Vladun, b'chalavan mutter, and the baby that it bears, that it gives birth to, or the milk that you get from it, is mutter to use for whatever purpose.
It can be offered also if you want to.
No, you can't. No. Well, the baby itself, whether you can offer it, we're going to discuss in the Gemara, because you have the question, because it came from Kedusha Dechoya, so we'll get into that. But the point is, at least you can use the baby and the milk for whatever you want. Vladun, b'chalavan mutter, la'afa p'dyayin. Yeah, they're mutter after you poyda the mother animal, then the baby that it gives birth to, or the milk that it produces, are mutter to use, because the mother animal is completely whole now. And v'hashochtin b'chutzpot, so another din that applies to such an animal is if a person were to shecht it outside the Beis Mikdash, even before he redeemed it, then he would be potter, he wouldn't be chayav for shchutichot. And Rashi points out, even now further on in the Mishnah, we're going to talk about where it developed the mum afterwards, where later on, the Gemara is going to make a distinction, on Daf Tzayin, the Gemara is going to make a distinction, according to Rabbi Akiva, you have, we've discussed the concept before, that you have larger mumim versus smaller mumim, you have the smaller kind of mumim, like for example, a cataract in the eye, or a split eyelid, or whatever, where Rabbi Akiva would say, im olu lo yehudu, that such things, obviously you can't bring them as korbanos, but if you put them on the mizbeach, you don't take them down.
Yeah.
Right, but you don't take them down. But over here, where we're talking about where the animal never had kedushas aguf in the first place, it only had kedushas domim l'mizbeach, even if the mum is only a minor one, which existed before we were makdish it, then therefore, if a person shechts it outside the Azara, we don't consider that he's shechting Kodesh and Bahos, even if he did it before he was Poder, he's not Chayiv Kodesh.
Because
it had a moon before he was ever Makdash it, and therefore it never got Kedusha Zagur. So as Rashi says, it never had so much Kedusha in the first place to be Chayiv Kodesh on it. And another din, the Ein Oisin Tmura. Another din about this animal is it doesn't produce a tmura. If you were to say I'm making another animal a tmura of this one, then it doesn't work. As the Gemara will explain the details of that. Okay, the Imesu Yipadu, another din that applies to such an animal. If it dies before you had a chance to be poided, Yipadu, then fine, you can be poided. There's no issue with that. Which Rashi points out, there's two reasons that you would have thought that not, which later on in the Mishnah we're going to mention in connection with the opposite case when it had Kedushas HaGuf. Number one, there's a concept called that in Poydens HaKodshim LaChilim LaKlovim. You have a concept, you can't redeem Kodshim where the only thing you can do with them is feed them to dogs. Now in this case, if it died, it's Nevela. A Jew can't eat it. You could give it to a goy, you could give it to a dog, whatever. But the point is that you don't usually redeem kodshim where that's the only purpose you can do with them. But here again, we're saying it doesn't have such strong kedusha because it never had kedusha as a goof.
So you can't.
Therefore, you're allowed to. Number two, Rashi says the other point, which the Gemara is going to take up later, is that usually with kodshim, in order to be able to redeem them, you have to have. We've learned before you have to have something called hamod of haracha. That they're able to stand up in front of the Kohen, and the Kohen evaluates their value and figures out how much you have to pay Hekdesh for them. Now, over here, the animal's dead. You can't do that. Again, that only applies, the Gemara is going to say, that our Mishnah is going according to the opinion that doesn't apply to this type of Kodshim. It only applies to Kodshim, Mizbeach, which we'll get to the details of that in the Gemara.
Not to
Kedusha Zaman, right. Okay. Even though it's Kedusha Zaman on Mizbeach, right. Okay. Chutz min ha-bechor min ha-meiser, the exception to all of the above is bechor and meiser. If a bechor is born with a mum, or when you do meiser behema, if the tenth animal that happened to come out of the pen has a mum, then it still has kedusha just like a tum. So you can't bring it as a korban, but nevertheless, it would not. The various rules in our Mishnah wouldn't apply to them. It wouldn't be chayiv in matanos. You wouldn't be allowed to shear it and work with it.
No,
bechor and meiser can't be redeemed. No. Bechor is that's it. It's a bechor. It has kedusha as bechor. There's no redeeming it. And meiser also. The pasuk says lo yachlis benu v'lo. The pasuk says that not lo yachlis benu. The pasuk says lo yimocher v'lo yigoel. It can't be sold. It can't be exchanged. So those two are the exceptions. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. V'chol shekodem akdeshen es mumon. What if it was the other way around? What if you were first makdish the animal when it was a tum, and later on it developed a mum? Oy mum over lakdeshen alacham etan nozul ham mum kavua. Or another case where originally it had a temporary mum, which we ignore for that purpose. A temporary mum doesn't prevent kedusha zagruf from applying to it, because eventually that mum will go away. You have certain kinds of mumim, which you know are going to be temporary. Later on in the sixth parak, when we talk about the details of mumim, we'll see. You have a machlokas rishonim whether if it can be healed medically, whether that's considered a mum over, but whatever. You have certain kinds of transient things that after a while they go away on their own. Take for example, let's say you have a wound isn't necessarily a mum per se, but fine. Let's say for example, it has a broken leg. Eventually the leg is going to heal. Okay, so if it had a mum over before you were makdash it, and then you were makdash it, and then later on a permanent mum developed, v'niftu, like they shouldn't take out, that's a mistake, v'niftu, and then after that you redeem them. So again, in this case, the order was first you were makdash it, then it developed a permanent mum, then you appoint it. So now the rules are different. We're talking about any animal of kodshim. First, we're going to talk about any animal of kodshim. Then we'll get. Again, in the first part of the Mishnah, we were talking about all kodshim, and we said all these rules where it had a mum, and then you were makdish it, apply except to bechor and meiser. Bechor and meiser doesn't matter even if they had a mum before they ever became kodesh. The bechor was born with a mum, or the meiser had a mum before it was designated as a tent. But now we're talking about you were makdish an animal as some other kind of korban. Now, yeah, you can't be makdish. You can't be makdish a bechor. It's born already. It's kodesh. Yeah, and the same thing with meiser. As soon as it comes out, it's automatically the tenth one. It has kedusha. We're talking about animals that you were makdish for other korbanos. So if you makdish an animal for a korban, where now it has kedusha as a goof, and then later on it developed the mum kavua, the niftu, and then you redeemed it, then turim min habechoro min hamatar. Now, such an animal is potter from the din of bechoro if it gave birth. And umina matonis, and a potter from matonis, you don't have to give zroel chayayim b'keva from it to the kohen. The einan yotzim macholin legozes le'ovid, it does not completely go out to cholin in the sense you still can't shear it and you still can't work with it. Vladin b'chalavan also la'acha pidyonon, and the baby that it gives birth to or its milk is also even after they're redeemed. So there you have, now you have three cases basically. You can have where they gave birth or they produced milk before they were redeemed. You can have that they were pregnant before the pidyon and then they gave birth after it. Or you can have that they became pregnant and gave birth after it. So each of those has a different din. We'll discuss in the Gemara the details of those. Okay, so if a person were to shech such an animal outside the azara, he would be chayev. It has a mum. He would be chayev before the pidyon. We're talking about. It has a mum. Why would he be chayev for it? So the Gemara explains that again. This is according to Rabbi Akiva, who says him olo lo yodu, and therefore still has enough kedusha that b'di'evit could have been brought on the mizbeach. That had it been brought on the mizbeach, which fine, is also because the baal mum, nevertheless, lo yodu, you wouldn't take it off the mizbeach. So therefore, it's considered roi lava bifnim, and therefore, a person chayv karis for it. But oisin tmura, although, with that said, there is a different girsa. The Rambam in Perusha Mishnayos seems to have a girsa over here that you'd be potter, which is the final halacha, because halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva as far as the minor moment. Okay. The oisin tmura, these animals would be able to produce a tmura because they had kedushas aguf. So before you redeem, now that it has a mum, fine, but it had kedushas aguf. Therefore, no, we're not talking about a bechor. We're talking about an animal that was designated as some other carbon. And then it developed a mum. So now it can. So now before you put it can produce a tmura. If you exchange it for another animal, then you have the usual rules of tmura apply. The imesu you cover, and if this animal dies, then it has to be buried, because again, you need hamod of harocha, and you can't do that. And there's also the issue that Rashi pointed out before, which is that the ein kodesh and the kodesh and machil and maklovim, that you can't redeem kodesh, where the only thing you can do is feed him to dogs. So for those two reasons, it would be also, and therefore you'd have to bury it. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara starts off. Time of the niftu. Now, what are we talking about? In the beginning of our Mishnah, we said you had, the animal had a mum, then you were makdish it, then you redeemed it. So then we say that it's chayev and bechora and matanis. So time of the niftu. So the reason why you're saying that it's potter is because you redeemed it before the bechora was born. Ha lo niftu k'turim na bechora and matanis, implying, though, that if the kid
redeemed it before it's born,
The mother animal had a mum. Then you were makdish it. So now it doesn't have the mother animal. So now it doesn't have to just go for it only has to just dom and mum's bear. Now we're saying, so the Mishnah is saying, if you redeem the mother and later on it gave birth, then that baby, if it's a firstborn male, is going to have to just bechor. But the implication is, if it gave birth before the pidyon, while the mother still has to just dom, then it would be potter from bechor and potter from matanis. That's the implication. That only because it gave birth, or you shechted it after you reported it, that's why it's chayev and bechor and matanis.
Not before,
implying kasava, which means that the Tana of our Mishnah therefore holds evidently kedushas damim matzam in abechoro min amatanis. That kedushas damim pushes away the din of bechor and the din of matanis, which is basically Rashi explains in Cholin. It's a matter of one kedusha can't be chal on top of another one. While it still has kedushas damim, there's no room for kedushas bechor and there's no room for zera l'chayayim b'keva. Okay, and that in fact is halacha. Then the Mishnah said, v'yotzim l'chula. We said that if you redeem this animal, then it becomes completely chulin, and you can shear it and you can work with it, unlike regular psulam akdashin, which you can't. So again, time of the niftu. So again, the implication is, the reason why you're allowed to is because the animal had already been redeemed from Hekdesh. Holei niftu asuri v'gizib avoda, implying that if you hadn't yet redeemed it, if it still had kedushas damim l'mizbeach, then it would be also to shear it, and it would be also to work with it. So Messiah leilat of the Yezer, or Rabbi Lazar, really it's supposed to be. So this supports what Rabbi Lazar says, the Amar, which he says exactly that. Kodesh bedek abayis asurin begizav avoda. He says that even kodesh bedek abayis, which is a different kind of kedushas damim because they never were designated for the mizbeach in the first place, then you're not allowed to shear them and you're not allowed to work with them. So how much more so? Well, I don't know how much more so, but it's the same kind of thing. It's another form of kedushas damim. So yeah. It's not higher. Oh no. In fact, no. It's usually considered lower than kodesh mizbeach. But the point is, ultimately kedushas damim lamizbeach and kodesh benik habayis. Ultimately, they're both kedushas damim. In neither case is the animal being brought on the mizbeach, especially because it's a balmo. So in both cases, it does that. In both cases, all of God is kedushas damim. So, and Rebbe Lazar is saying that if that kodesh benik habayis, which have kedushas damim, you're not allowed to shear them, and you're not allowed to work with them. So therefore, our Mishnah would be supporting that because it's saying that you can't. That it's implying that you can't do that before you approach it, only afterwards. Okay, Shitim Kubetz asks the obvious question. Of course, you can't shear them. Of course, you can't work with them. They still belong to Hefish, and you'd be committing the illah if you did. So what's Rebbe Lazar? What's Rebbe Lazar's kiddush? So he gives a couple of answers. One of them is that the kedushas damim, fine, but still the value of them belongs to the mizbeach. So of course you're not allowed to shear them. So that's the question. As long as you weren't part of them, yet of course you can't shear them. Of course you can't work with them. It's like anything else that belongs to Hefdish. You'd be committing milah. So he gives a couple of answers. One answer he says is, let's say, for example, fine, let's say you bought from Hefdish the right to the work of the animal or the right to the wool of the animal. Nevertheless, so fine, as far as the issue of milah, there wouldn't be an issue because you bought those rights from Hefdish. But as far as that it's also the giz of avodah, then because it's still considered Hefdish, then you're not allowed to do that. Because it's still considered an animal of kodshim. Another answer he says is, let's say the work that you're going to do with it or the wool that you're going to shear from it is worth less than a pruta. There's another answer also that I was just going to say, but now it's slipped my mind. All right, if I think of it, then I'll say it. So the point is, again, Rebbe Lazar is saying that kodesh benik habayis are also the giz of avodah. Our Mishnah seems to be implying the same thing about kedushas damim lamizbeach. So there you go. On the other hand, Amri, they answered, it fits with Rebbe Lazar. But on the other hand, Amri, they said, Lazar, it says on the side, because Rebbe Lazar is a Tana. Rebbe Lazar is an Amora. He needs support from a Mishnah. Rebbe Lazar being a Tana, he doesn't need to be supported from our Mishnah. Amri, so they answered, the Bnei Yeshiva answered, not necessarily is it the same thing, because you could argue there is, after all, a difference between Kedushas Damim Lamizbeach versus Kedushas Benik Habayis. Kedushas Damim Lamizbeach, who the Michal for the Kedushas Haguf Lamizbeach, when it comes to, you have this animal was originally designated to be brought on the Mizbeach. You just can't, because it was Baal Mum before you makdash it. So all it is Kedushas Damim, but it still was designated, it still was supposed to have gone to the Mizbeach. So therefore, you could argue who the mikvah of kedushas haguf lamizbeach. It can be easily confused with the case where it actually has kedushas haguf and is being brought as a korban. Where therefore, you could argue gozer b'hu rabbanon. Maybe you would say that rabbanon made a gzeira. Don't shear it and don't work with it. If you have kodesh mizbeach, an animal which is a tamim and is going to be brought as a korban, you're definitely not allowed to shear and work with it, even after you poured it. So therefore, fine, the chachamim made a similar gzeira when it comes to kodesh benik to kedushas damim lamizbeach, because it's very easily confused.
Separate areas, didn't they?
Kedushas damim lamizbeach and kedushas haguf lamizbeach are both lamizbeach. Both of them, the person said, I'm going to bring this animal as korban.
Yeah.
The difference is, if it's a talmim, he's actually bringing the animal itself with a carbon. If it's a balmum, he's selling it and using the money to buy a carbon. Those two things are very easily confused. So you could see the chachamim might have made a gzera that he shouldn't be shearing it and working with it because he might confuse it. But you could say kodesh benik habayis are completely different. That kodesh benik habayis, everybody knows, is a completely different thing than the mizbeach. Maybe there's no particular reason to make such a gzera. So fine, Rebbe Lazar is saying that kodesh benik habayis are stood in the giz of avodah, but not necessarily can you prove it. That may well be the halacha, but you can't necessarily prove it from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is davka talking about kodesh kedushas haguf lamizbeach. That's really a different status than kodesh benik habayis. Even though they're both dumim. No, they're both dumim. They're both kedushas dumim. Neither one is full kedusha. But the fact of the matter, kedushas dumim lamizbeach and kedushas dumim lamizbeach. They're both kedushas dumim. But the fact of the matter is, one is far more easily confused with kodesh mizbeach than the other. So that's fine. So the halacha may well be like Rebbe Lazar, but we can't prove it from our Mishnah. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, "Vladin v'chalavin mutzehola." We said that if you have, again, so you have this animal that had a mum, then you will mark the shit lamizbeach, which of course then you can't bring it to the korban on account of it's a bal mum. So we said that then once you put it, then we said that the baby or the milk of it would be mutter, because after you have heard it. So heichidomi. So we have to figure out what's the scenario. Ilema di abba v'isyalo la'acha pidyon. No, you're talking about that. Let's talk about the baby. Let's talk about just the baby, ignoring the milk for the moment. I mean, it's essentially the same thing. But if you're talking about that the mother animal became pregnant and gave birth only after the pidyon, pita. Well, obviously then the baby is going to be mutter chulin. You know, then it's complete chulin at that point. Why do we think the baby is also banah?
That's what we said.
Yeah. Once you put it, there's nothing to talk about. Of course, it's completely mutter. If it became pregnant after the pidyon, elodi abo lifnei pidyonon. So obviously we must be talking about that it became pregnant before you redeemed it. So you were the animal had a womb. You were makushit. Then it became pregnant. Then you were put it. Then it gave birth. The Isyala La'acha Pidyonon, so gave birth after the Pidyon, which would imply Hal Lifne Pidyonon Asiri. So the implication is then that if the baby was born before the Pidyon, then the baby would be also Bahana. Now, it can't be brought as a korban because Rashi says, Mekoyach Kedusha Dechuya also, because where that baby, by what, how does it come to have Kedusha? It's coming to have Kedusha from, it's coming to have Kedusha from its mother. But its mother herself was a balak mum. You can't bring the mother herself as a carbon. So that's called kedusha dechuya. It's like a pushed off kedusha.
The mother had a mum.
The mother had a mum. Therefore, you can't bring another carbon. So now you're talking about at some point after you designated the mother as kodshim, then it became pregnant. Now it gave birth before the pidyon. So you're telling me the baby apparently would be also bahana, because the Mishnah is telling us apparently that's mutar bahana only if it was born after the pidyon. Implying that if it was born before the pidyon, it would be also. So it can't be brought. No, so that's the thing. So you would have to redeem the baby itself. You would have to redeem the baby itself separately. You can't bring it as a korban because it comes from kedusha dechuya. So therefore, yeah. So that's the thing. So elod abolit nipidyon. So evidently, then we're talking about that the case where it became pregnant before the pidyon, the yala la'acha pidyonon, and then the mother gave birth after the pidyon, hal lifnei pidyonon asiri, implying if it gave birth before the pidyon, it would be osur. Well, so now the question becomes, niftin tmimin or ein niftin tmimin?
What's the question?
The question is this, niftin tmimin or ein niftin tmimin? The question now would be like this, that baby, are you able to be poder right then, or do you have, even though it's a tomim, or do you have to wait until it develops a mum? Now, we know like this. If you're makdish an animal as a korban, you can't be poder while it's still a tomim. You can only be poder after it develops a mum. As long as it's a tomim, it itself has to be brought as a korban. So now the question is, you were makdish the mother. She gave birth before she was nifted.
She had a mum.
So she had a mum, then you were makdish her. She gave birth before you were poder her. So now you have this baby over here. We're saying the baby is also bahana until you're poder. But can you be poder while it's a tumim? Because after all, it itself came from sort of a flawed kedusha, because it came from a mother who was a balas mum. Or would we say that you have already say it's like any other case where you're makdish a tumim, and therefore you have to wait till it develops a mum before you can, as a korban you for sure can't bring it. But what do we do? Is it in limbo until it develops a mum, or could you be poder right away? Toshma. So let's bring a proof from a Mishnah. So let's bring a proof from a Braita. Hamatpis bale mumin kvurim legabe mizbeach. If a person is matpis bale mumin kvurim to mizbeach, matpis is similar to what we did in our Mishnah over here, where he's saying, I'm taking an animal that has a mum kavua, and I want to bring it as a korban. But you can't, obviously, because the bale mum, and there he declares it, right. Matpis would mean that he makes it be grabbed a hold of, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Like Trisa, yeah. So he does that, like our Mishnah described. The Yoldu, and later on this animal gave birth, Yimahu, then you sell the you sell the baby, the ain't and that way you're poder, because you can accomplish chilul of an animal, a kodshim, either by selling it or by exchanging it for money. In this case, selling it, yeah. The ain strichen mum. It does. The baby doesn't require a mum in order for you to redeem it. She ain kedusha chola aleihen, because kedusha doesn't come on to them to the extent that you would say that they're like any other tamim that you can't redeem. Shelo yehei tofel chomu mina iker, because the tofel, the secondary thing, can't be stronger than the primary thing.
The mother
was the primary thing, so the mother is what you were makdish. The baby only came later on. So therefore, even if the baby is totally normal, yeah, then it was born before the pidyon, but it comes from an ikar, which is a flawed kedusha, because it had a mum, so therefore the tofel can't be stronger.
And therefore you can also...
So therefore you don't have to wait for a mum, you can be poryeh right away. So that's the answer, therefore. So again, so when our Mishnah describes, so again, so you had your makdish the balas mum, later on, then later on, while it still had kedusha, before you were poryeh, it became pregnant. Later on, it gave birth still before the pidyon. So we're saying you would have to be poryeh the baby, but you could be poryeh it right away. You can be poryeh it right away. You don't have to wait till it develops a moment.
And you don't have to wait 30 days.
Nothing, then. Okay. So the Gemara says taima. So what are we saying? The reason why the reason why you don't need a mum in this case on a baby is only shaloyeh tofel chomim and ikur, is only based on this logic that the tofel can't be stronger than the ikur. Aval hikdish zochel adama. But the implication apparently is that in general, if you were to be makdish a zocher for its value, kodesh kedusha zaguf, then it would have kedusha zaguf. Now, what do we mean by zocher over here? Rashi meant, now usually the word zocher means a male. Rashi over here says specifically that it means a ram. So let's say, for example, a ram, an adult male sheep. Shitram Kovetsis brings a question on that. Why Dapka should it be a ram any more than any other male animal? He prefers to say that he brings a different explanation, that Zaf over here just means a male animal. Why we're talking about why we're not talking about a female animal, we'll talk in a second. But in any case, what we're saying is that apparently the implication is if a person were, now let's say for example, you could have a case where a person is makdish an animal with the intention that he's going to sell it and use the money to buy another animal for a carbon. Now, in our Mishnah, you're doing that, but that's because the animal is a Baal Mum. But let's say you would do the same thing with an animal which is a Tumim. Let's say you were to take an animal which is a Tumim, which itself could have been brought as a carbon, and you're designating it not that it itself should be brought as a carbon, but that you're going to take it and sell it and use the money to buy another animal for a carbon. So apparently then, it has to do as a goal, because that's the implication. We're saying that only in the case of the baby of the kodshim with a mum, are we saying that it doesn't have kedusha to the extent, it doesn't have kedusha the goof, and therefore you can be poryeh without a mum, only because lo yehi tofel chomim and ikur. But if you don't have a tofel and ikur situation, then it would have kedusha the goof automatically. So that's what it is. Aval hikdish zocher l'adama, if you were makdish a male animal not to bring it itself, but rather to use its money to bring a carbon, kodesh kedusha zaguf, then it would actually have kedusha zaguf. It itself would have to be brought as a carbon. Messiah l'rava, in which case that supports what Rava says. The Amar Rava hikdish zocher l'adama, kodesh kedusha zaguf. Because Rava says exactly that. If a person is makdish a male animal, or as Rashi says specifically a ram, then no, he's makdish the animal itself, intending to take that he's going to take the money and use and then sell it and use the money to buy another animal, then no, the animal itself has kedusha zaguf and would be brought as a carbon.
The first animal,
right. So what is now? So why are we mentioning that?
Cannot redeem it.
Not unless it develops a mum, right? Because that's kedusha zaguf, right?
Right.
So why are we mentioning dafka a male animal, and according to Rashi specifically a ram? So Rashi says because usually when people bring a voluntary carbon, it's usually an ola. So when we're talking about it, so in other words, according to Rashi, it's not necessarily that it has to be a male animal, but typically that's what people are makdish. Tosfos says it's more than that. Actually, you have a Mishnah in Shkolim describing a case where a person is makdish his property, and you have among them male and female animals. So you have Rabbi Yeshua says over there. So Rabbi Yeshua says over there, what you do is the male animals themselves you bring as oilas. The female animals, since you can't bring a female as an oila, what you do is sell them. You sell them to people who need animals for shlomim, and you use the money to buy other animals for oilas. In other words, because the idea is,
can you sell an animal that was female and buy with it a male?
That what you're doing is you're selling it to, yeah, but what you're doing is you're selling them to people who need them for shlomim. Ultimately, this animal is going to become a shlomim. the difference is, though, that you can't say that it directly should become a shlomim, and with that, you're yoked to the person's bequest, because when he's machdish, he's nechasim, the implication is it should be going to something that's all hekdish, to something that all goes on the mizbeach, not a shlomim, where most of it is eaten by the kohenim and the owners. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua would say that the female animals, since you can't bring them as olas, you have to sell them to people who are going to use them for shlomim, and use the money to buy male animals for olas.
So you sell it to the Bedek
Abayis? No, not Bedek Abayis. You sell it to people. You go advertise and say, I have female animals to sell for anybody who needs them for shlomim.
And then you take
the money that you get from them and use them to buy male animals for oil.
So
that's why we're mentioning male animals specifically over here, because only the male animals themselves would be brought as carbonis, whereas if it had been female animals, then we'd be talking about selling them to somebody else who needs them for a carbon and using the money.
Right.
That's how Tosfos explains. So anyway, the point is that, yes, so Rava says that if you're makdish the animal itself, that even though you were makdish it only for its money, only for its dummim, nevertheless, that we override that. We say it has to do with like wolf. So therefore, that works with what that fits with what we just said from this braita, that, and which is the implication of our Mishnah, that if you're makdish a female animal which had a mum, and then it gives birth to a male, then fine, you're able to be poda that animal, or actually it doesn't matter whether it was male or female or whatever, you're able to be poda it while tamim, because it doesn't have intrinsic kedusha, it doesn't have kedusha zagruf, because it comes from a mother that only had kedusha zdamim, because and lo yehi tafel chomim
in eker. In our case, it's tafel nika. In this case,
in the case that we're describing, where you were makdish a ram, then yeah, there's no tafel on eker, and therefore, even though you're only makdish it for dummim, it actually ends up having kedusha zagruf. Yeah. Then we said in the Mishnah, "Vashurchan b'chutz poter," that if a person, we said, if you have in this situation, you were machdish a bal mum kavua, that is. Then later on, that before you were poter, you shechted it outside the azara, so you poter a person that chayav karis for that because it wasn't really lozer with him. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Lozer machni chayav." Now Rabbi Lozer, his version of the Mishnah, said that actually he's chayav, and that would mean he's not chayav karis because obviously it's not really lozer with him. It would be chayav malchus. So he explains, what does the Mishnah mean when it says that a person would get Malkus? It's talking about that if he shechted it on a private bummer during the period, as we learned at the end of Zvachim, when private bummers were mutter. So then, in this case, because the animal is a Balmum, therefore he gets Malkus for offering a Balmum, even though it's a private Nezach. The Omer of Elazar, as in fact we see, Rabbi Elazar says, "Minayim lozeveach behema balas mum b'mas yochid b'shat hetzer abamis." How do we know if a person brings an animal a bal mum as korban on a private bomber at a time when bombers are mutter, during the time when the Mishkan was in Gilgal and in Nov and in Givonia, shehu b'loyseh? How do we know that a person is over on a loyseh there, and as usual with a loyseh they get malchus for it? By the way, this is relevant, by the way, to this week's parasha. The middle of this week's parasha talks about the whole concept of Shulte Chutz. Yesterday's and today's Chita. Okay, so how do we know that applies even to a Bomas Yachid? Shenema, because the posit says, Lois in Parashat Shoftim, it says, Lois Sivach LaHashem Alekach HaShor Vaseh. The posit says you should not offer to Hashem an ox or a seh that has a mum. The posit continues, that has a mum. So now, in Eina Inyan the Bama Gola. Now we don't need to be told that about bringing it on the public Bama of Noiv and Givon, which belongs to the Sibur. Dichtiv Averes Eshavu Goyim, because you have in Parshas Emor, it already says that any animal that has a mum, you're not allowed to bring on the Mizbeach Hashem. So you don't need another. You don't need that concept repeated in Parshas Shrekim. So therefore, Tineo Inyan the Bamas Yachid. Therefore, we can reapply it to a Bamas Yachid. That even a Bamas Yachid, if a person does it, then he's over on a Loisess, and he's going to be Chayav Malchus.
So we're using the
Bamas Yachid. We're using the Pasuk, for the Bamas Yachid. And therefore, sort of a Lazar's version of our Mishnah that says Chayav, the version of the Mishnah as we had it printed in front of us said Potter, meaning at a time when private Bamas are also, during the time when the Mishkan was in the Midbar and in Shiloh, and later on in the Beis Mikdash, once the first Beis Mikdash was built, and forever after.
Nice.
On Mishnah had said, if you were to be makriv this animal that was a bal mum before you were makrish, if a person were to be makriv it outside the azara, he would not be chayv karis. It's not roi lovi b'knim. It's not something that's suitable to be brought as a korban in the Beis Mikdash because it never had kedusha zagruf. Rabbi Lazar's version of the Mishnah said chayv, and he's saying the Mishnah is referring to something else entirely. If you have this animal that was a bal mum and you were makrish it at a time when bummer is a mutter, and then you were makriv it outside, and then you were makriv it on your private bummer, Then you're like, Ronald Lloyd says that because of Balmor. And how does he know that? Because he says, Kol Tikkun Shochim is referring to a Bamas Yochid. It can't be referring to a Bamas Kibur, because we already know that in Parshas Emor. So therefore, it must be referring to a Bamas Yochid.
What's the point of bringing it to a Bamas Yochid? The period of Bamas Yochid, really.
What do you mean? I mean, during that period, you were allowed to bring Karbanos on your own private Bamas. You had those periods, 14 years in Gilgal, 57 years in Nov and Givon. So fine, during that time, as we learned at the end of Zochim, you could be bringing, you don't have to bring your Karbanos to the central Mishkan. You can bring, you can offer your Karbanos anywhere you want, but it still has to be a Tom.
The context of the Mishnah is not talking about Bamas.
It's not talking about the Beis Hamikdash. It's talking about during the time of Bamas Yochid, that even then you can't bring a Baal Mor.
So it's not a contradiction to our Mishnah.
So, right, so it's a different wording of our Mishnah and talking about a completely different scenario, right? Okay. So the question is, if you anyway say that the Pasuk Lo'isizbach La'Hashem Elokecha is not referring to the more obvious thing, namely in the Beis Hamikdash, and you're referring it to a Bamas Yochid on the grounds of Imeinu Inyan, well, why not say that maybe if you don't need that Pasuk to talk about all Kodshim, maybe it's specifically talking about a Bechor. So it's not talking about a Bamas Yochid. Maybe a person is makriv a Baal Mum on a Bamas Yochid is not over on a Loisetzeh. Maybe it is talking about the Bamas Tzibur, or an Elul the Beis Hamikdash, if the case may be, but it's talking specifically about a Bechor. And why would we need a Pasuk for Bechor? Because otherwise you would think to say, after all, we see from our Mishnah that a Bechor and also Meiser are unusual in that they have Kedusha even if they have a Mum beforehand. We said that all other Kodshim do not. They don't have Kedusha Zagof. But a Bechor has Kedusha Zagof even if he's born with a Mum. So therefore, you would think, Likur of Nami Kedusha Zagof, maybe you would have thought to say that there's an exception. Okay, so the same way, there's an exception, and you bring it as a Korban even if it has a Mum. How do you know that not? And therefore, you would say, Kamash Malon Deloy. Therefore, you would say, the possibly Sizbach Lashon HaKecha tells us you don't do that. So maybe that's what it's referring to. Even for a Bechor. Even though a Bechor is unusual in being able to have Kedusha Zagof, even though it has a Mum. Nevertheless, though, maybe you would think, the Pasuk is telling you, you would think to say in that case, you bring it as an actual korban. The Pasuk tells you in Parshas Emor, you don't bring animals with a mum as a korban. That's talking about animals that are not able to have Kedusha Zagof when they have a mum. But a Bechor is able to have Kedusha Zagof even with a mum, so maybe it should be different, and therefore the Pasuk sees back Lashem and the Tzachah tells us not. Maybe that's what it is.
So it has nothing to do with
Bamas Yochid or Bamas Tzibur, right? The answer is Amri, so they answer no. Bechor behed yiktzivei, no, because by the Bechor, it explicitly says in the Pasuk that you can't bring it with a Mum. The Pasuk says, Kiseach ha'iver loisiz b'chenu. The Pasuk says, we had it in the Kriya last Shabbos, the last day of Pesach, that if the Bechor says, so it's a kol ha'bechor after you've volleyed, you bring it as a korban, but if it has a Mum, Kiseach ha'iver, then you don't bring it as a korban. So you know already that. So therefore, that, yeah. Okay, the Ema in the Kodshim Shneu in the Meister. Okay, but then say maybe that the Pasuk Lo'isizbach is referring to Meister Behema. Same thing, because Meister Behema is also able to have Kedusha Zagof, even though it has a Mum. So you would think the same thing, that maybe the Pasuk is telling you that you bring it as a Korban even if it has a Mum. Yeah, and therefore Lo'isizbach will tell us that not. The Ema in the Kodshim Shneu in the Meister. So again, the Safed Ad HaMini, you would think to say, Hoyova Kodesh for Mumoy, since after all, Meister Behema is able to have Kedusha Zagof even though it has a Mum, and we know that to Sivlo Yubaka Ben Tov Lo Ra, because the Pasuk says that you don't distinguish between good and bad, meaning
the
Pasuk is talking about there about Meister Behema. The Pasuk is saying that you have to every tenth one call Asher Yaver Tach Lashav Tach Sidi Yer Kodesh Lashem, and the next Pasuk continues Lo Yubaka Ben Tov Lo Ra. Don't start checking between Tam and Baal Mum. Whichever one comes out the tenth, even if it's a Baal Mum, is still considered Meister. The only difference is that if it has a form, you don't bring another carbon, obviously, but nevertheless it still has the Kedusha of Meister. So maybe you would think Nikra of Nami Bamum, maybe you would think that it should be offered with a mum, and therefore you would say Kamash Malon Deloy, and you would say therefore Lo'isizbach La'Hashem and the Kakashur Vaseya tells us that not. Amri, they answer no, that can't be it. Because Meister Nami Gomah Ha'avora Ha'avora Mibchor. Because we know that the same rule applies to Meister, that you can't bring it as a Baal Mum, not because of the Pasuk Lo'isizbach, but because we have a Gzeira Shava on the word Ha'avara from Bechor. Again, by Bechor, Ba'avar to Kol Petra Rechem Hashem. By Meister, you have Kol Asher Yaver Tachal HaShavet.
Same word, same
Shurish. So we learn that, in fact, Tosis points out, you have another Gzeira Shava also. You have the word Tachas, that you can learn from Kodeshim. You can learn Maaser from other culture by the word Tachas, and therefore, just like other culture, you can't bring on a mom. So also this, look at Tosfos says, the fact is, Bechorah and Maaser. The reason why we choose Havorah, Tosfos says, is because the fact is, there are a lot of similarities between Maaser and Bechorah. In fact, which is not the case so much with Maaser and other culture. In fact, the last Perek of our Masechta is going to be about Maaser for that reason. Because they didn't need an entire Masechta for the Dinim of Maaser Behemah, because it only takes up one Perek. So therefore, Rebbe appended it to whoever came before, Rebbe whatever, appended it to our Masechta, since Bechor and Maaser have a lot of things in common. So therefore, that's why the Gemara is mentioning that Gzeira Shavah. Anyway, of Havara, right. Anyway, so the point is, once we know that Bechor you don't bring even if it has a Mum, and not because of the Pasuk Lo Yisivach, but because Bechiyah by Mum Paseach HaYidr, so therefore, it also applies to Maaser. Okay, so we're back to, in that case, Lo Yisivach L'Hashem Alekecha must be talking, as Rabbi Elazar said, must be talking about a private Bama. Okay, still the question is, no, maybe say that the pasuk leisivach l'Hashem alekecha is talking about a tmura of kodshim that instead of b'chor or meiser or instead of bamat yochid, maybe it's talking about when you bring a tmura as a korban on the main mizbeach, on the one in the bais hamikdash, that it can't have a mum. And why would you need a pasuk for that? To stop it a minute, because you would have thought to say because again, tmura is something that's able to have kedusha even if it had a mum before you ever made the tmura. Just give loyach lefenev loyomiro to the government, because the pasuk says you can't exchange it, you can't swap it out, and the pasuk doesn't mean toiv bara. You can't swap it.
Mum before the exchange.
Yeah. So in other words, the pasuk says loyach lefenev loyomiro is a toiv bara or rabatoiv v'im homer yomer, and it does do a tmura v'ha'yohu tmura siyafosh. In other words, so if I have this animal as a tongue, and this animal is a Baal Mum, and this one has been designated as a Korban, and I say I'm exchanging this one for this one, this one gets Kedusha right there on the spot. This is a Gul, even though it's got a Mum. So you see, therefore, so you would think, again, to say that maybe it's unusual in that regard, and maybe, therefore, you should bring it as a Korban, and Lo Yisivach L'Hashem Alekecha would tell us that not.
No.
How do we know? That's the question. So you would think, again, Hoyol Kedusha Kshi Baal Mum, a Tmura is able to have Kedusha even though it's a Baal Mum, Dichtiv Lo Yach L'Fenu V'Lo Yomer, it's a Gomer. And it continues toiv bara, rabba toiv. So you would think kreva nami kri balas mum. You would have thought that maybe you bring it as a korban even though it has a mum. And kamash malon deloy, and moisiz bach l'Hashem alekecha would be needed to tell us that not. How do you know not? The answer is no. Omakra b'hoyo hu utmurasai. Because the pasuk mentions, the pasuk says, it, meaning the original animal for the korban, and its tmura shall be bosho both bikodesh, which means we have a hekesh. Makesh tmurasai loy. So we have a hekesh between the original korban and the tmura. Ma hu baal mum loy, just like the original korban you can't bring if it has a mum. And we know that because the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor that you can't bring a korban that has a mum. Ask tmura say baal mum loy. The same way, tmura, we would know already it can't be brought with a mum. So you don't need loy tzuzbach l'Hashem alekecha for that.
So what do you mean for?
That's the point. That's what Rebbe Elazar says. We need it for bamas yach. That was the point. That was Rebbe Elazar's version of our Mishnah, is that hashoychet b'chutz chayev, meaning that if a person were to shech the baal mum on a bamas yach, it would be chayev malchus.
Okay. All these cases have been excluded. The tmura.
So we excluded the baal. We excluded the bechor because we have a different pasuk that tells us you can't bring a bechor baal mum. Meister, you have a hekesh. You have a zera shavah with bechor. Tmura, you have a hekesh with the original korban itself. So by elimination, it's only talking about bamas yachid. However, still not satisfied. Mach b'chor of zera. If zera challenges that. Maybe say that Lo'sivach L'Hashem Alekecha is talking about babies that were born to animals of Kodshim, which again, why would you need a special process for them? To Sakadat Hamina, because you would think to say, Horuluk Doshin Chain Balan Mum, again, they're able to have Kedusha even though they were born with a Mum, because the mother became pregnant with them after you designated her as a Korban. So therefore, Horuluk Doshin Chain Balan Mum, Agav Iman, since they become Kaddish, even though they're a Baal Mum, because the mother becomes Kaddish, the baby becomes Kaddish as well. So
we said previously that...
Before we were talking about when the mother was a Baalas Mum. Here we're talking about suppose the mother is not a Baalas Mum, and you Makdish her. Then the baby that she has afterwards has Kedusha as well.
We're talking about an animal that is not Baalas
Mum. Yeah. So therefore, but the baby is a Baal Mum, let's say. It still has Kedusha as a result of the mother. Yeah. So they would think maybe, remember, train Baal and Mum and Nami Karvi. They would think maybe even if it's a Baal Mum, you would bring a Korban to Mashmalon Deloy. No, because it's the opposite. The Iker, you do bring as a carbon.
So you do.
The Iker, you do bring as a carbon. You are bringing the mother as a carbon. So why wouldn't you bring... So you would think maybe the baby should be brought as a carbon as well, and like Sizbach Lashem Alekecha would tell us that you don't. He would say, Kamash Malon Delay. So how do you know it's not that? Amar Rabba, so Rabba says, because you don't need the Pasuk like Sizbach Lashem Alekecha for that. Because the Tanit Ve Rabbi Shmuel, because the Tanit Ve Rabbi Shmuel already paskin that and showed that there's a different pasuk that teaches us that concept, that you don't bring the baby of kodshim as a korban if it has a balmum. Namely, the Tanit Ve Rabbi Shmuel, because Tanit Ve Rabbi Shmuel teaches a brisa, when the pasuk, a different pasuk in Parashat Re'e says Rak Kodashecha Asher Yiyu L'Chon Berecha. However, only your kodshim, only your kodshim that you will have, and your nadarim, you should bring to the Beis Hamikdash and bring them as korbanos. So now you have Rashi points out throughout that entire parak. This is in Parashas Re'e, in Parak Yud Beis, almost the entire in Devarim. Almost that entire parak in Re'e is explaining the concept that if you're going to bring a korban, you have to bring it only in your shalayim. During the time when Balmer or in Mishkan Shiloh, whatever, in the central Mishkan or Beis Mikdash, at a time when Balmer is Salasar, and then when Balmer is Salasar, you're allowed to bring them anywhere. So you have it. It's repeated throughout that whole parak. So obviously, the pasuk doesn't have to be telling us that the actual animal itself that you were makdish, you have to bring to the Beis Mikdash, because that we know from the other pasukim. So what is this pasuk teaching us? Rak kodeshech al elu atmurah. When it says only your kodeshim, it means even the tmura, when it's being brought as a carbon, and when it continues, that you will have, that refers to the baby of an animal of kodshim, and then the pasuk continues, and your nedarim. Now again, obviously, if you make a neder to bring a carbon, you have to bring it in the Beis Mikdash. The pesukim throughout the earlier part of that parak are stressing over and over that korbanos have to be brought in the Beis Mikdash. So why do we have the word in nedarecha? It means a kishan akos of the neder. It shows us the pasuk is making a hekish between the tmura and the vlodos on the one hand, and a neder on the other. Ma neder bal mum moy. Therefore, just like a neder, the actual neder animal itself, we know you can't bring if it has a mum because the pesukim in Parshas Emor. Therefore, also automatically the tmura and the vlad are included as well under that rule, which means we don't need the hekesh that we had before between the korban and the tmura. But the point is, so we know from that hekesh between the dorim, the actual animal that you designated as a korban, or the actual animal where you, a neder, keep in mind, is that you said, I obligate myself to bring a korban, and then afterwards you set aside a particular animal to fulfill your neder. We know that you chayav b'achri yosan, we know you have to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, so rak kodeshecha and asher yiyu l'cha teaches us that also the tmura and the vlad are subject to the same rules as neder. The neder animal itself you have to bring to your shalayim. These also you have to bring to your shalayim. But the neder animal cannot have a mum if you're going to bring another korban, and therefore neither can the tmura or the vlad. So we know it from that. So we don't need.
Asher yiyu means the vlad.
Yeah. No. Rak kodeshecha means the tmura, because you rak kodeshecha, you were kodeshim because you were the one who made it kodeshim by saying I'm making this a tmura of that. Mm-hmm. And asher yiyu l'chol, that will be to you, means the babies that are born on their own. So either way, though, the point is we learn from the Tekish with Nedarim that they can't have a mum. So you know it from that. So you don't need Asher Yiyu L'cha for that. Not Asher Yiyu L'cha. We don't need Sizbach L'Hashem L'Kecha for that. Therefore, Sizbach L'Hashem L'Kecha is available for what Rabbi Lazar taught us, that it's something like private bomb, so you can't bring a Baal mum in. Okay. That's the final thing. So during a time of Heter Bomas, you're still not allowed to bring an animal with a Baal mum, and if you do, you'd be high Baal.
Four cases or so.
Her, Meister, Tmura, and Vlad.
Right.
Okay. Fine. Yeah. Getting back to, we said in the mission of the Ein Oisin Tmura, we said that if you have this animal that was originally a Balmum and then you were Makdish it, then we said another rule that applies to it is can't produce a Tmura. Again, if you were to say later about this animal before you were Poyde, I want to exchange this other animal for it, nothing happens. Why not? My timer. The answer is because like it, the Pasuk says that when you designate an animal as a korban, you should not exchange it and you should not swap it out. The Pasuk says, you're not allowed to swap out good for bad or bad for good. Good meaning a tam and bad meaning a balmo. So you have to ask, why does the Pasuk need to mention both? Hashtag ra b'toiv Hasher Rabba Tov Amritloy. If you're saying you can't swap out a bad animal for a good animal, how much more so if you have the original animal with a cam, that you can't swap it out for a Balmum? Ella, no. So what the Pasuk is implying, Tov Me'ikra Oisa Tmura, by saying Tov Bara, the Pasuk is implying only if the animal started out as Tov, that started out as good, that it was a Tomim, Oisa Tmura, and later on it developed a Mum, fine, Oisa Tmura, then it's able to produce a Tmura. Ram Me'ikra, but if to begin with it was bad and couldn't have been brought as a carbon because it had a Mum before you were ever Makdash it, Ein Oisa Tmura, then it doesn't produce a Tmura. That's what we learned from those words, Rabba Tov, Tov Bara. Tosis points out a couple of things on this. Number one, in the Gemara and Tzmura, you actually have Abaya learns it this way. Rava actually learns this concept from Rava actually says that the words Tov Bara are coming for a different purpose because you can't give a person Malchus based on a Kabbal Chaim. Okay, Tosfos says, on the other hand, for purposes of our study over here, Abaya's explanation of it is more straightforward, and therefore the Gemara preferred it, even if it's not necessarily valid halacha. Tosfos points out there are other places like that also in Shas where the Gemara brings a more straightforward drasha, even if it elsewhere it talks about that's not necessary. Yet. Okay, Tosfos also says, on the face of it, maybe the Pasuk had to mention Tov Bara, because the Pasuk says, V'hoyahu t'morasi yakodesh, that either way, whether you're swapping Ra for Tov, or Tov for Ra, either way, the Din and the T'mora becomes Balmum to Tam, or Tam to Balmum, either way, it becomes Kodesh. You wouldn't have known that without the word Tov Bara. You would think if you swap out, if you have an animal that was Tov, and you swapped it out for a Ra, maybe the Ra doesn't become Kodesh. Tosfos says, fine, but if it was just for that, the Pasuk could have just said, the Pasuk could have put the word Tov Bara, O Ra B'Tov, at the end of the Pasuk. It could have said, lo yachli kwenu v'lo yomiroi, so, v'im homim yomiroi, v'ho yohu v'tmanasi, yakodesh, rabatov, tov v'rai, rabatov. Because that's where it's relevant to know, where you have the din and what actually happened. The fact that it mentions it earlier in the Pasuk is, as Abaya is saying, as the Gemara is saying over here, according to Abaya, is to teach us that there is a difference what kind of animal produces a tmura, only one that was tov made.
Putting it earlier in the pasuk
means that it applies, that it tells us when can the tmura take effect and when does it not take effect, not telling us what the results are.
Right. That means me,
right? Right. Okay. Fine. Then the Mishnah said, "Imesu yipadu." The Mishnah said that if the animal, again, this balmum that you were makdish, if it dies before you were poded, fine, you can be poded after it's dead. Again, you don't have to worry about Hamad of Arachan, you don't have to worry about any potent as a Kodshim, Lachil and Lachlovim. So, Amr of Yehuda Amr, Abzudivir Rav Shimon. That follows the opinion of Rav Shimon.
But it can be pretty outside.
Yes. The Amr, Kodshim is Be'a Choy B'chal Hamad of Arachan, because Rav Shimon says this whole concept of Hamad of Arachan only applies to Kodshim is Be'a, only where the animal itself at one time had Kedushas Agvus. But not just done. A kodshibetik abayis lohoi b'chol ha'amod of ha'arocha. Whereas kodshibetik abayis, and in this case, again, like we said on Amud Aleph, this one is somewhat like kodshibetik abayis. Not exactly the same, fine, because it was originally designated for the Mizbeach, wrongly because it was a Balmum, but still, in effect, it's like kodshibetik abayis because the value of it only is going to have fish. Fine, well, that's what we're going to say. Lohoi b'chol ha'amod of ha'arocha. So he says that Hamad of Haracha doesn't apply to Kodesh Bet Kabayis, and therefore it wouldn't apply to our case of Kedushas Domim on the Zeach either. You can. As we learn in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Omer Kodesh Bet Kabayis in Meitu Yipadu, Rav Shimon says that Kodesh Bet Kabayis, if they die, you can be poed to them. But Umoidu Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon also agrees. And Rav Shimon also agrees with the Chachamim that if you have an animal was originally a Balmum before you designated it as a korban, then also Shenifter that can be redeemed. So in other words, yeah, he's saying that Kodesh Bet Kabayis and Kodesh and Kedushas Domim Lom HaZbeach are basically the same thing, right? Okay, so my timer. So why is that? Why does he distinguish between the different kinds of Kedusha, between the different kinds of Hefdish? Because he says Omakra Oisa. Because the Pasuk says that the Pasuk says, Vehemid Oisa Lifnei HaKoyen. The Pasuk says you should stand it up in front of the Koyen, and the Koyen should evaluate it. Which implies Oisa is a meal. Oisa Lama Uti Baal Mum Isra. The word Oisa comes to exclude where it had a Mum to begin with. Avo Chachamim, but the Chachamim disagree with Rav Shimon. they say fine. A kedushas vedika bias might be one thing, but aval chachamim amim it may be kavu. But the chachamim say that no, if this thing that has kedushas damim, if it dies, it has to be buried because you can't do hamad of haracha, and therefore you can't be purged. They actually say Rabbi Gershon brings over here from the Gemara and Shmura. They say it doesn't matter. Kodshim is deyach. Kodshim better kabayis. Hamad of haracha applies across the board. Whether it's lusha zomim, whether it's a group, whatever needs hamad of haracha can't be dead. So therefore, yeah. Man chachamim. Who are the chachamim that we're talking about? Which specific opinion does that represent? Tana Devei Levi. That would be the Tana of the yeshiva of Levi. The Tana Devei Levi.
Where was that?
Levi was one of the Talmidim of Rebbe. So he composed various brises. Yeah, this is one of them. Hakol Hoyu B'chal Hamad of Haracha. He says everything is included in this Hamad of Haracha. The pasuk says that if you have an animal of hekesh that you have to stand it up in front of the kohen and the kohen has to evaluate it. That applies to all kinds of kohen. Even if the animal had a mum before you were mashkish it.
The chain tonnets ve lady.
In fact, not only is there a brisa that was learned, that was taught in the yeshiva of Levi, but Levi also taught it in his mishnayos, or his brisas, whatever we find in various places in Shas, that Rebbe, the same way, we know that Rav Chiya and Rav Oshia composed an official collection of brisas that we call the Besefta, the same way various other people of that transitional generation between the Tanoim and Amoraim also composed their own collections of Braises, and they're referred to in various places in Shas. You have, for example, something the Gemara refers to Kiddushin, Debei Levi, the Braises on Kiddushin that were arranged by Levi. So here we have also, in Levi's official collection of Braises, he included the statement, Afilu Chaya, Afilu Ois, that the same din would apply even if you were matched a wild animal or a bird, which could never possibly be brought on the Mizrach. They definitely only have to do domim. Nevertheless, they would need Hamad of Haracha. Okay, so the question is, what are you doing with the word Oysa, which he said is a mute? Okay, Oysa Latana Dvei Levi Kasha, fine. It's a Kasha on Levi, what he would do with the word Oysa, but nevertheless, this is how he does it. Okay, so far we have two opinions. We have Reb Shimon, who says that the only time you need Hamad of Haracha is only if it had Yusuf Aguf, meaning only if it was Kodshim Mizeach, which could only be if it was a Tumim before you were Makdashit. Not if it was a Baal Mum and not Kodshim Vedika Bias. We have Tana Dvei Levi, who takes the opposite view and says that all of them require Hamad of Haracha. But now, regardless whether it's Krishna's Domim or Krishna's Aguf, regardless even if you were Makdashit the Vedika Bias, right? So now we have a third opinion. Avo Rabbanon, the Pligi Alezer of Shimon. What about, though, you have a third opinion. You have the other Chachamim, not Tana Dvei Levi, who argue with Reb Shimon, and they say that it's true. Basically, we agree with Levi that doesn't matter Kodshim is there or Kodshim Bet Kabayis, but they make an exception where it had a mum to begin with. If it had a mum to begin with, which is the case of our Mishnah, then they would say it doesn't need Hamad of Haracha. So according to them, what is it? According to them, it would have to come out that also if the animal died, then you would be able to be poda. If so, then why is Rabbi Yehuda telling us in the name of Rav that our Mishnah follows only the opinion of Rabbi Shimon? Zu divrei Rabbi Shimon machlukta b'bayalei. The expression he should have said is, our Mishnah follows the opinion of Reb Shimon and the Chachamim who argue with him in Tmura and say that there's a difference whether it had a mum before or not. If you have three opinions over here, our Mishnah apparently can work according to two or three of those opinions. Why is he saying only one? The answer is Amri. They answer like this. Rav could have Shimon Lakish. Because Rav understands the machlokas between the Chachamim and Reb Shimon. He understands it the way Rish Lakish understands the machlokas. The Amar, the Rabbanon, called Shabbat Kabbai, told you b'chol ha'amod of haracha, because Rish Lakish learns the Rabbanan in the Mishnah there in Tumura, who argue with Rav Shimon. He learns them differently than we just said. We just said, according to the way we were looking at it over here, which is Rav Yochanan's way of understanding machlokas, you have a three-way machlokas. You have Rav Shimon says that only Kedusha the Guf requires Hamad of Aracha. You have Tanav Ve'Levi, who says everything requires Hamad of Aracha. And you have the Rabbanan, who say everything unless it had a mum to begin with. But then you have Rish Lakish's way of understanding it. D'Omar, where he says, he says that the Chachamim say the other way around. Only Kod Shebedek Abayis require Hamad of Aracha. Kodshim is Ve'ach Loi Hoi B'chol Hamad of Aracha. They say, Rish Lakish learns just the opposite, that the Chachamim over there say that Kodshim is Ve'ach do not require Hamad of Aracha. So Rav, if he holds like Rish Lakish, can't say that our Mishnah goes like those Chachamim. Because our Mishnah is talking about Kodshim is Ve'ach. Fine, it's Rosh Hashanah is Ve'ach, but it's still Kodshim is Ve'ach. So that's the thing. If Rish Lakish holds like Rav, then he would say that. So Kodesh Bedik Abayis require Hamad of Aracha. Kodeshim is Beach do not. So in our Mishnah, when saying Imesu Yipadu, that wouldn't work out according to them, because in our Mishnah, according to them, it wouldn't work. They should require Hamad of Aracha because they were effectively Kodesh Bedik Abayis because they were Kedusha Zamin. So therefore, Rav has no choice but to say that our Mishnah is only according to Rav Shimon. Because he understands that Rabbanan over there, not like Rabbi Yochanan, but rather like Rish Lakish. He understands the Chachamim over there to be saying that only Kodesh Bedek Abayis require Hamad of Aruch and not Kodesh Mizeach.
Okay.
So the problem with that is, So therefore, v'loy mitoik ma'masnis and kerabonim. So therefore, our Mishnah cannot be made according to Rav to work like the Chachamim, because honey safer, because our Mishnah had said v'imesu yikavu. I said it wrong before. The problem with saying that our Mishnah would be according to the Chachamim, according to Rish Lakish, and according to Rav, who was saying holds like Rish Lakish, would not be from the Reisha, because fine, it's Kodshim is Be'ach, so therefore, of course, you can be part of them, you don't require Hamad of Aracha. The problem would be from the Sefer of our Mishnah. The Sefer of our Mishnah had said that if they didn't have a Mum originally, so they had Kedusha Zaguf, and then they died before you were, and then they developed a Mum, and then they died before you were part of them, so we said you have to bury them. According to Rish Lakish's understanding of the Chachamim, why should you have to bury them? They don't require Hamad of Aracha. You could be
bury them
when they're dead, because at that point you can't be part of them. According to the opinion that you need Hamad of Aracha, you can't be part of them because they're dead. Again, you also have the point, which is actually made in the Mishnah, that you have the concept called in Purdin of the Kodshim Lachim Maklavim. That you can't be part of Kodshim, where all you can do is feed them to dogs. The reason why the Shittim Kabbesis, other Mekorshim talk about why the Gemara is not bringing up that point is because that issue, at least when it comes to this situation that we're talking about over here, may only be Drabban. So therefore, fine, we're talking on Jaraita level, but. Anyway, the point is that, so therefore, because of that, the Om Mishnah cannot be made to work according to the Chachamim, according to that understanding, because Om Mishnah says that if it had Kedusha Zaguf and then it died, you have to bury it. Whereas according to Rish Lakish's understanding of the Chachamim, you wouldn't have to, because even though you can't do Hamad of Haracha, it doesn't matter. According to him, the Chachamim say, Kodshim is Be'ach, don't require that.
They don't require
Hamad of Haracha. You can be part of them after they're dead.
And therefore you don't have to bury them.
Right. So therefore, of necessity, since if we're saying Rav holds like Rish Lakish, he can't make our Mishnah work according to the Chachamim.
Yeah.
Okay. The problem with that is, well, that's just it. Mimai deham mesu yikavru mishum debo hamad of haracha. Who says the reason why you have to bury them is because of the hamad of haracha problem? Maybe, as we just said, yom mishum de'en kodnes ha-kodshim la'chum la'chum. Maybe it's because of this issue that you can't be part of them to feed them to dogs. Okay, we could argue maybe that's only Dirabbanan. Yeah, but it would be for a different reason. Fine, maybe it's only Dirabbanan, et cetera, but still, yeah. Amri, so the answer is no, the Chachamim said can't be in Cain, because then the Mishnah wouldn't have to mention in the Sefer the case where they died, Nisnim Nasu Treifa, you call through. Then the Mishnah could have just said if they become Treif, then already you have to bury them. Because what would we say over there? Even though you can do Hamad of Haracha, but they're only suitable for the dogs, because it's Treifa.
Because they're dying.
Because no, they're still alive. They can, you can do Hamad of Aracha, but you still have the in-purdenous HaKadosh Malachim and Lekwavim issue. So if the Mishnah was meant to imply that that's the reason why you have to be poured to them, it didn't have to mention the case where you can't be poured to them. It didn't have to mention the case where they're dead. It could have mentioned just the case where they're tereza. And that would accomplish the same thing. So therefore, the fact that it mentions Davka they died must be, it's not because of the Lachil and Lachlovin issue. Fine, maybe that's only Zirabanan or whatever. But it has to be because you can't have Hamad of Aracha. And therefore, if Rish Lakish understands that the Chachamim say, Kodshim is there, don't require Hamad of Aracha, then it doesn't work. Okay, so that's all one answer. That's all one answer to explain what Rav is saying. That when Rav says our Mishnah is like Rav Shimon, he obviously can't say it's like Tana Devei Levi, but he also can't say it's like a Chachamim because he holds like Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish's understanding of the Chachamim is that in the second case of our Mishnah, you wouldn't have to. You wouldn't have to bury the animal. You would be able to be poured after it's dead. The Iboy Sema, or another possibility, La'olam Rav could have Yechanan Sirele. We could answer that actually Rav does hold like Rav Yechanan, like Rav Yechanan's understanding of the three-way machlekas. And fine, when he says that our Mishnah is like Rav Shimon, he doesn't mean only Rav Shimon, but Tani, Zudivir, Rav Shimon, Machlukai. Fine, maybe what Rav meant to say is that our Mishnah follows Rav Shimon and the Chachamim who disagree with him. So fine, so Rav would be saying, in other words, fine, our Mishnah could work out according to either of those two opinions. It definitely doesn't work according to Tana Dvei Levi, but it could work according to Rav Shimon or according to the Chachamim, if we say that he holds like Rav Yechanan, which is preferable because the Halacha is like Rav Yechanan. Okay. Fine. Then the Mishnah said, Abba Kodim Akedeshan Rechula, that, now we're finally on the block we should be today, so let's, yeah. The Mishnah said, Abba
Kodim,
well, no. Abba Kodim Akedeshan Rechula, but and then we said, okay, so far that was the first half of our Mishnah. So we've analyzed the first half of our Mishnah, the case where the Mum came before the Hekdesh. Now let's start talking about the other way around, where the Hekdesh came before the Mum. So it said, Avo Kodim Akdeshim Mechola, that if you Makdesh it before it developed the Mum, then you have other Dinim. And the first one of them, we said, was that Bechor, the Din of Bechor, and the Din of Osev, and the Din of Zroi L'Chayayim Bekeva, of Matanis, doesn't apply to it. From the Nohani Mili, how do we know that? That Bechor and Matanis doesn't apply. The Tanan Abonim, because we learn in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk mentions about Psulei HaMukdashin, which is what we're dealing with over here. The Pasuk says that Psulei HaMukdashin are Katzvi B'cha'ayel. They're like a deer or like a gazelle, or whatever the exact translation of Tzvi and Ayel are. They're like wild kosher animals. So the simple meaning is that you're allowed to shech them and eat them, whether you're Tomei, whether you're Tahor. But we learn a lot of other genim from the fact that they're compared to a Tzvi and an Ayel. Ma tzvi potter min ha-bechorah, just like a deer is potter from bechorah, because it only applies to domestic animals. Apsul ha-mukdashin potter min ha-bechorah, so the same way psul ha-mukdashin also. Oitzi anis ha-bechorah v'lo oitzi et ha-matonis. Okay, so that gives us a reason to say they're potter from bechorah. How do we know to also exclude matonis? Which, after we quote the Braisa, the Gemara is going to ask, why would we think matonis are any stronger? If bechorah doesn't apply, why should we think matonis should apply? Yeah, but that's what we have to figure out, but first. Anyway, Talmud Loimer, Ayo. Therefore, the Pasuk doesn't just mention a Tzvi. It mentions another wild animal, an Ayo, a gazelle or whatever. Ma Ayo potter min ha-bechorah min ha-matonis. An Ayo is potter from bechorah and from matonis. Because again, matonis only apply to domestic animals. Absalom ha-mukdashin potter min ha-bechorah min ha-matonis. Then continues the Braisa E, but if you're going to argue, and in that case, you could argue Matzvi v'ayel chelban mutter, a tzvi and an ayel, being wild animals, you're allowed to eat their chelev, because we don't call in the issue of chelev only applies to domestic animals also, right? So psulam akdashin chelban mutter, you would think that psulam akdashin also you're allowed to eat chelev. Cholak. No, therefore the pasuk says ach asher ya'achos tzvi v'ayel, and the word ach comes to make a separation. Besides the simple meaning that ach means however, so it means or but, so it means a separation. There's also a Rashi in Pesachim where it talks about over there about the idea that ach by yemarishin tashvitzu sa'ur means that you have to get rid of chametz from the middle of Erev Pesach. Rashi brings over there that you have there's various systems where you can exchange one letter of the aleph base for another. We all know about achbash. There are a number of others. So one of them is what Rashi mentions over there in Pesachim. That there's a system. One of the systems is called Albam. I think it is the one that Rashi mentions over there. I don't remember. Anyway, you have a system where you have a system where the Aleph and the Chof of Ach can turn into Ches and Tzadik which therefore is related to the word chet, meaning kapsi, meaning hand. So therefore, that's another in that particular case. Rashi says that's a way of that's a way of the Torah hinting, therefore, that the iser of what do you call it of chomet begins in the middle of the day. But in more generally, therefore it means that, in other words, that ach is teaching us that you have there's an exception to the general rule.
Didn't we have an ach recently, and you told me we don't.
We generally do. No, we generally do. You know, of course, sometimes the Gemara doesn't mention what we learned from the ach, or we learned something else from which the Gemara is not dealing at that particular point. But yeah, in general, we do darshan from ach. Yeah, that's what it is. Actually, Rashi. Okay, I see it over here. Rashi says you have a system called achas batagis, which is you divide the alephs into groups of seven. You divide the alephs into seven groups because there are 22 letters in the alephs. You divide it into seven groups, where each group has three letters, except the last group has four letters. So what you do is Aleph goes with Ches, which is the 15th letter, and Samach, which is the 8th letter, and Samach, which is the 15th letter. Beis goes with Tes and Ayin, and so forth. So therefore, on that system, therefore Aleph goes with Ches, and Chof goes with Tzadik. So that yields Ches, which is like Chassi, like Ches. Anyway, the point is, so because it says Ach, then therefore it means that no, the din of Chelev still doesn't apply to them. Okay. Thus far, the Braisa. So we'll continue tomorrow, Beth Hashem, with analyzing the Braisa and learning the more the source of these dinim that we said in the Mishnah. Yeah.